Chapter 2, The Invitation.
"That's Peter Pan,"
I cry. "You know Peter too?" Tinkerbell asks, sounding even more suspicious. She flies over to me and flutters by my ear. I nod and watch as Peter Pan taps on my window. Peter Pan is tapping on my window. Wait until I tell Jonah. Peter taps again. He points at the window, then at himself.
Hello. He wants you to open it all the way," Tink says. "He can't fit through the crack like I did."
"Oh, right," I say, then hesitate. Should I let him in? He's not a stranger. My Nana read the story of Peter Pan to me when I was little. I even have the book Peter Pan on my shelf. And of course I've seen a bunch of the movies. I know Peter Pan's not a bad guy. He's not very responsible, sure, but his main issue is that he doesn't want to grow up. I, on the other hand, can't wait to be a grown-up. Then no one can tell me when I can or can't make popcorn. I rush over to the window and open it all the way. Peter flies right in. He's standing straight up, but in the air. So cool. I wish I could do that. "Hiya, I'm Peter," he says, taking off his cap and casually running his fingers through his hair. "These are Abby and Mary Rose," Tink tells him. Peter smiles at us. "Nice to meet you. By any chance," he says, "have either of you seen my shadow?" "Oh, yeah, I remember that part from the book."
"Your shadow?" repeats Mary Rose, frowning.
"Yep, it came loose while I was flying. I think I saw it slip in here."
Obviously, shadows don't normally come loose, but the same thing happened to Peter Pan in the original book. Anything and everything can happen in a book.
"My shadow likes to play tricks on me," Peter goes on. He looks all around my room. "Where are you, Shadow?" he calls. I look around, too.
"Wait, I see it. It's on the far wall of my room. It's dark gray and the exact size and shape of Peter. And it's tiptoeing toward my closet. So cool.
So creepy."
"There it is," I call, pointing. The shadow stops and races for the closet. But Peter flies over and jumps right onto the shadow, matching the exact pose.
"Gotcha,"
Peter says triumphantly. He gives his arms and legs a shake.
"Yep, it's on good and tight. Thanks, Abby."
"Anytime," I say, puffing up with pride. Tinkerbell flies over to Peter.
"I could have helped," she tells him.
"That's okay, Tink," he responds. "Abby did great." He gives me a big smile. Tink looks at me and rolls her eyes. Uh-oh, what did I do?
"Is something wrong?" I ask her.
"No,"
she says quickly, but she's scowling.
"So I'm curious," I say. "Why are you two here? In Smithville, I mean, and in my house?" "To get my shadow back," Peter explains. "We've been chasing it all over the place."
"Well, I'm glad I could help," I tell him. "But why was it here?"
"Who knows why shadows do what they do?" Peter says with a shrug. "Anyway, to properly thank you, I'd like to invite you and Mary Rose back to Neverland with me and Tink. Neverland is the most magical place, and you'll love it."
"Ooh, Neverland? I'm tempted, of course. It would be awesome to go to that enchanted island full of lagoons and mermaids and fairies. And I know Jonah would want to go, too. But how could we possibly go to Neverland right now?"
"Thanks for asking," I say. "But I can't go to Neverland tonight. It's only 9 o'clock.
My brother has friends over, and my mom's still awake. She'd notice if we left. Peter rolls his eyes. Ugh, parents. They're the worst. He turns to Mary Rose. But you'll come, right? You're a fairy. You don't have to listen to parents. I appreciate the offer, but I'm still regaining my strength, Mary Rose says. I don't think my magic would take me that far. You don't need your magic, Peter says, and nods toward Tink. Tink will sprinkle you with pixie dust, and you'll be able to fly all the way to Neverland. You'll see. Pixie dust is amazing. Please? Mary Rose hesitates. I'm sorry. I can't. Another time. Peter stomps his foot in midair and grumbles to himself. Someone's acting a little immature. Then Peter whispers something to Tink, and she nods. Okay, Peter says to me and Mary Rose. We'll leave some pixie dust here, in case you change your mind. Pixie dust! Fun! Tink glares at me and tosses a cloud of pixie dust in the air. Catch! Oh, I exclaim. I go chasing after the pixie dust and manage to collect it in the palms of my hands. I put the small mound on the dresser next to my jewelry box. You never know when pixie dust will come in handy. If I'd had it earlier tonight, it totally would have helped me get the air popper. Thanks, I tell Tink. She rolls her eyes at me and flies to the window. I frown. Does Tink not like me? Is she mad that I don't want to go to Neverland? If you want to fly, just sprinkle yourself with the dust and think happy thoughts. Got it? Good? Peter says. Sure, I say. See you later, alligators! Peter adds and zooms out the window, Tink following behind. Wow. Peter Pan was here. In my room. Mary Rose wrinkles her nose. That was odd, she says. It really was, I say. I shut my window and lower the blinds. I feel bad. Jonah didn't even get to meet Peter Pan and Tink. I know he would have loved to. But something isn't adding up. Characters never invite me into their stories. I always go through a portal and land somewhere. A forest, a palace, a town. Unless, Gluck, the evil fairy who's out to get Mary Rose, had something to do with this. Gluck pulled me into Wonderland and Oz to keep me from helping Mary Rose. Could he have tried again? I'm about to ask Mary Rose what she thinks when Prince bounds into my room. Woof! He cries, turning in circles. He runs over to the window. Woof! Is Prince trying to tell me something? What's wrong? I ask. He barks at the window. I open the blinds. What is it? I ask. Prince keeps barking. I look out the window. The sky is very dark. There are lots of stars and a big yellow moon. Wait, something is passing in front of the moon. Make that five things passing in front of the moon. Five people. Four full-sized and one fairy-sized, all soaring through the sky. I see Peter Pan and Tink. And three very familiar boys, all in pajamas. Isaac, Ben, and Jonah. No, no, no! What are they doing? How did they get up there? Peter and Tink must have visited them too, I realize out loud, and invited them to go to Neverland. And unlike us, Mary Rose begins, I sigh. They said yes.